brought forth a nation from Abraham.
Lord, we delight in your Shabbat,
and spared his son Isaac, providing the ram.
Lord, we delight in your Shabbat.
We delight, delight, we delight in your Shabbat. We delight, delight, we delight in your Shabbat. The prophets foretold that Messiah would come.
Lord, we delight in your Shabbat.
Shema Israel, the Lord God is one.
Lord, we delight in your Shabbat.
We delight, delight,
we delight in your Shabbat.
We delight,
delight, we delight in your Shabbat.
And just as you rested when your work was done,
Lord, we delight in your Shabbat.
We enter your rest by the work of your Son.
Lord, we delight in your Shabbat.
We delight,
delight,
we delight
in your Shabbat.
We delight,
delight,
we delight
in your Shabbat.
And the sparrows you feed.
Lord, we delight in your Shabbat.
You, Elohim, provide every need.
Lord, we delight in your Shabbat.
We delight,
delight,
we delight
in your Shabbat.
We delight,
delight,
we delight
in your Shabbat.
When we cry,
Lord, we delight in your Shabbat.
Baruch haba b'shem Adonai.
Lord, we delight in your Shabbat.
We delight,
delight,
we delight
in your Shabbat.
We delight,
delight,
we delight
in your Shabbat.
We delight,
thank you. Hallelujah. Test 1, 2, test 2, 3, test 3, 4, test 5, 6, test 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, that's nice to hear. This isn't, I need the cordless mics. I need a cordless mic. This isn't a cordless mic.
Oh, I know. You want to use number?
I'll use anyone.
Feedback. Wow.
Jerusalem, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Jerusalem shall live in peace.
Check. I'm very loud on the voice. Check. I'm talking about up here in the monitor, so. You do, turn the house off, and then everything is monitor. Okay, so bring it down, monitor down, and the voice. Check. That's good. And piano is okay, maybe just a touch loud. A little more down. Just a little more. Just a little more down, just a tad. I'm not hearing any difference. Okay, that's good, right there.
One, two, test two, three, four, test five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, test two, three, four, test one, two, three, four, five, six, test two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, test two, three, four, five, test. It's a little hot up here. This is hot. Monitor's hot. Okay, test one, two. Now it can be a little bit louder. Test two, three, four, five. That's good, right there. That's good, yeah. Okay. Test one, two. Shabbat shalom, everybody. I'm Rabbi Joe. I am the Grand Rabbi of Bristol, Tennessee, in Virginia. otherwise known as Hayovel. We welcome you to a Lion of Judah Messianic Congregation and for Zion's Sake Ministries. And we're glad you're with us today. I believe God always has a word and a special message for you, and if you're willing to listen. So open your hearts and worship the Lord with us. It's not about us up here, it's about God. And we come here to worship the Lord today. So please join us, and we're glad you're with us. God bless you, those watching online. And we're going to get started. Sorry for the delay. It's raining like cats and dogs out. And it's just tough to get those cats and dogs off your windshield when you're driving. All right. Ready, Miss Dawn?
I am. Hallelujah. Okay. Did you guys turn the house on? Is the house all mixed? Okay. All right. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Yom Zeh Yisrael, Yom Zeh Yisrael, Yom Zeh Yisrael, Or HaVesimcha, Yom Zeh Yisrael, Or HaVesimcha, Or HaVesimcha, Shabbat Menucha. Yom Zeh Yisrael, Or HaVesimcha, Shabbat Menucha, Shabbat Menucha. Hey!
Hallelujah.
This day for Israel. This day for Israel. This day for Israel, filled with light and joy. This day for Israel, filled with light and joy. Filled with light and joy, the Sabbath of his rest. This day for Israel, filled with light and joy, a Sabbath of his rest, a Sabbath of his rest.
Hallelujah. Let's bless the Messiah today, Yeshua. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu et derech hayeshua b'mashiach Yeshua. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us the way of salvation in the Messiah, Yeshua. Amen.
Matovu Alecha Yaakov Mishkenotecha Israel. Hagni are thy tents, O Jacob.
Where you dwell, in the place where your glory resides, I shall prostrate myself and bow, bend the knee before the Lord my Maker. And as for me, my prayers to you, O Lord, be at the right time. O God, in your abundant righteousness, answer me with the truth of your salvation.
B'shamru. Vishamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat lasod et ha-shabbat ledorotam barit olam. Vishamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat lasod et ha-shabbat ledorotam barit olam. B'nei 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 Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, oti le'olam. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat lasod et ha-shabbat ledorotam barit olam. Ki sheshet yamim asa Adonai, Asa Adonai, Shemayim ve'aretz, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat lasod et ha-shabbat ledorotam barit olam. V'yom ha-shvi'i Shabbat v'nefash, Shabbat v'nefash, Shabbat v'nefash, v'shamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat
La sod et ha shabbat le dorotamarito lam.
The children of Israel shall keep the Shabbat, observing it
throughout their generations as an everlasting covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. Pray for Jerusalem, that there'll be peace again. The Lord will prosper them that love her. And for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, to Jerusalem, Shalom Aleichem. Pray for Jerusalem, that there'll be peace, not war. For God will bless them that love her. So for the sake of our God, we pray for Jerusalem, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you, Shalom Aleichem. These words we pray for you, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you, Shalom Aleichem. These words we pray for you, Shalom Aleichem.
Anthony, would you pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for the Messianic community, please?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Shabbat that we're in today, Lord, and we ask your divine presence, Lord. Anoint Rabbi Joe today as he brings us the word that you've put on his heart, Lord. We pray for the land of Israel. We pray for our Messianic communities around the world, Lord, that you will bless them today, Lord. Help them with their finances today, Lord, because many struggle. And we just pray, we ask you to bless us also today, Lord, that we have struggles within our community and within our fellowship here, Lord, for our building and things that we have a need for today, Lord. We just pray that the day will come when the Jewish people will see the Messiah, Yeshua, as the Messiah that came thousands of years ago, Lord, and they will accept him. And would Jubilee can begin, Lord. We just pray that you'll bless the land of Israel. Persecute, Lord, we just pray the persecution will stop, especially here in the United States, Lord. The anti-Semitism is picking up greatly as people are being attacked as they go to morning prayers and various things throughout the Jewish areas of the United States, especially in Brooklyn, New York area, Lord. There's quite an identification of the Jewish people up there, and they're under enormous attack right now. We just pray that you'll bless those folks, that they will come to know Yeshua, Lord. They will be pressured as the community rises against them, Lord, to see that the Messiah has come, Lord, and they will accept him. We ask that you bless all the Messianic communities this morning, Lord. Give them a great Shabbat, Lord. Anoint the rabbis, anoint the dance, anoint the music, Lord, and bless everyone today, Lord. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
And now the Lord says, He who formed Israel in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and gather Israel to himself. For he is honored in the eyes of the Lord, and God has been his strength. Is it too small a thing for Israel to be my servant, to to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel he has kept. He will also make Israel a light for the Gentiles, that he may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. Next,
Do you have a Don Hakava?
Huh?
Let's do Avinu Malkeinu.
Avinu,
Avinu Malkeinu,
maker of all things,
maker of all things.
So
you sent your son
to take our sin and shame.
Our Father in heaven, holy is your name.
Avinu,
Malkeinu,
maker of all things.
Maker of all things,
ruling all the works of your hand.
Of your hand,
you loved us so.
You loved us so.
You sent your son
to
take our sin and shame.
Our Father in heaven,
holy
is your name.
I'll stand for the Shema.
Please rise for the Shema. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Leolam Vaed. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha B'chol levavcha U'b'chol nafshecha U'b'chol me'odecha V'hayu hadivarim ha'ele Asher enochi mitzvcha hayom al levavecha V'shinatam levanecha V'dibarta b'am B'shivdecha b'vetecha Uvelechtecha vaderech, uveshach becha, uvekumecha, ukesharta'am, liot al yadecha, vahayulatotafot b'nei necha, uchetavta'am, al mezuzot b'techa, uvisharecha.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your might. And have these words which I command you this day be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you retire, and when you arise. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand. Let them be frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates.
Do you want a tour? Do you want to just go to the Torah procession?
Okay. William, would you like to come and help Anthony with the Torah, please?
Miro
Mova Belim Adonai Miro Mova Ledar Bakodesh Nora Tehilo Oh, say, Belle, oh, say. And the answer to that is Ein kamocha ba'elim Adonai ba'ein kamasecha Malchukha malchukko olamim u'memshaltecha b'chol dor b'dor Adonai melech Adonai malach Adonai imloch li'olam ba'ed Adonai os li'amo yitain Adonai yibarech et amo ba'shalom. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord.
None like your works.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
And your dominion is throughout all generations. The Lord reigns. The Lord has reigned. The Lord will reign forever and ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace.
Amen.
Hine ma tovu manayim shevetachim gam yachad. Hine ma tovu manayim shevetachim gam yachad. Hine ma tovu shevetachim gam yachad. Hine ma tovu shevetachim gam yachad. Gam yachad, hine ma tovu manayim, shevetachim gam yachad. Hine ma tovu manayim, shevetachim gam yachad. Hine ma tovu, hine ma tovu. La 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 la. Hine ma tovu, hine ma tovu. La 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 la. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, to dwell in unity. La 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 la. In unity, to dwell in unity. La 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 la.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Vayhi ben Soharom vamemer Moshe Kurna Adonai v'yafutzu oyvecha V'yanusu misanecha mipanecha Ki mitzion tetze Torah Ki mitzion tetze Torah Udavar Adonai miYerushalayim Baruch shenatan Torah Torah Baruch shenatan Torah Torah Le'amo Yisrael Bihitushato.
When the ark would travel, Moses would say, Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee from you. For from Zion will go forth the Torah, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Blessed be he who in his holiness gave the Torah to his people, Israel.
Amen.
My voice has dropped out of the monitor.
What's next?
It's Ya'amod.
Ya'amod, Asher ben Zedekiah. Baruch et Adonai Hamvora.
Baruch Adonai Hamrochilam Va'ed.
Baruch Adonai Rochilam Va'ed.
Baruch et Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bakar banu mikol ha'amim. Ve'naten lanu et Torato. Baruch et Adonai Noten ha'Torah. Amen.
Bless the Lord, the Blessed One. Blessed is the Lord, the Blessed One, for all eternity.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has chosen us from all peoples and given us his Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah.
Praise the Lord. You know, I just want to stop for a second here. A man got on Facebook with me the other day on the, and he said he believes in what we're in Messianic Judaism. I don't know what he was trying to say. He supports Israel, but he doesn't like the Judaism part. I don't know how you can support Israel but not like the Judaism part. I don't know how you can support. I got news for you, sir. When you die and you go to heaven and you go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, it's going to be a Jewish wedding. And when the Messiah comes, he's going to sit on David's throne, a Jewish throne, and worship's going to be Jewish in Israel. And it's going to be very Jewish when the Jewish Messiah, the King of the Jews, as it said on his cross. And so if you don't understand why we do Jewish worship, it's because we're getting you ready for the King. We're getting you ready for the coming of the Messiah. And so we're trying to familiarize you with just a little bit. Just that I'm telling you, what you're getting here is just the tip of the needle of Jewish things. This isn't Judaism. This is Messianic Judaism. This is faith, and this is the original faith in the Messiah. This is before Protestantism. This is before Baptists. This is before Pentecostals. This is before the Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church and the Episcopal Church and the Anglican Church and the Presbyterian Church and the Methodist Church. This is the worship that the disciples and the apostles did. This is the kind of worship they experienced. And if you watch it, if you learn a little bit, and you open your hearts and your minds, you might just learn something. God bless you.
Amen.
Okay, today's Torah portion. It's really about the death of Sarah. It doesn't really go into her earlier years, but it's out of Genesis chapter 23 through chapter 25. You know, God lacks nothing in this world. I mean, he, in the whole universe, God lacks nothing. You see, he reaches down by generosity. That's his primary way of touching this world and touching the people that live on this world. You know, it's very interesting, and Rabbi was talking about the Torah and the worship and all that, but you know, it's understandable. A lot of people don't understand why this Torah is thousands of years old, how it can relate to this world that we live in today. But really, when you begin to study it and take the things that God is teaching us from it, we realize how relevant it is to this day's world, because it's as clear today as it was when God took his finger and wrote on those first 10 commandments, and then Moses chiseled them back out. So it's relevant today. It's like a road map for your life. If you follow it, you'll end up in the right place. You know, God is, we can see today, if you study this Torah portion, how faithful God has been to Abraham and to Sarah. You know, they were very elderly, and God tells them that he's going to give them a son. She's going to have a child. Sarah was, I think, 90 years old, and she thought that was sort of comical. And I can understand, I can see her sort of sniggering and laughing when he says, you know, you're going to have a baby and you're 90 years old. But again, nothing is impossible for God. So they end up, they have the first Jewish boy, I think it was born. And his name's Isaac, just like our Isaac sitting over here. And he was the first Jewish baby. He was the Bell's first Jewish baby. So it's very fitting on this Torah portion that he's here today. But the parasha is more about her death and her burial than her life. You see, Sarah, we sing about her on the Shabbat prayer, that our daughters be like Sarah and all the other matriarchs and Esther and all those other ladies that are in the scriptures. But we also pray that prayer because of her spiritual tree that she created. Her life even extends to today as we pray that Shabbat prayer, that our daughters be like her. Her influence continues today, even after her death. You see, Sarah only bore the one child, and that was Isaac. And as God told Abraham, the covenant is with Isaac. It's not with Ishmael, but my covenant will be with him. And if you study Sarah's name, it means dominion. She was the first matriarch.
You know, the deeds, you know, when a person is a righteous person, they follow God's instructions and they observe his worship times and his feasts. That person, their righteousness speaks a lot about their life. It's something that can encourage others as they see this person, as they walk their life. It can encourage others. And I think Sarah was that type of person. She created an ongoing move toward what was good. Sarah was righteous before God, and her influence, as I've already said, extends to us today. The scripture says she was 100, she was 20, and she was 7 years old when she passed away. And if you know anything about Jewish history, she died in Hebron, how you want to pronounce it. And Abraham went and purchased a field that had a cave, Malpeka, and that was the first monument or first marker or a cornerstone in the land of Israel. There's three of them, and he purchased that land from Ephraim for 400 shekels of silver. And I looked up how much is 400 shekels of silver worth today. It's over $1 million. So Abraham had some wealth to pay 400 shekels, which is $1 million today, for that piece of land and that cave. And it's several, the only matriarch and patriarch that wasn't buried there, of course, is Rachel. And she died after giving birth to Benjamin. And she is buried there near Bethlehem. So it symbolizes, this purchase of this land symbolizes the Jewish people actually settling into the land. I don't think you would bury somebody on a piece of property that you didn't own. So I think this gives us the first benchmark. You know, I was reading this morning, this week, and Pope in Italy, at the Vatican, he's been meeting with a lot of the Islamic leaders from Egypt. And so he came out this week and he said that the Jewish people need to quit building in the land of Israel. It's impeding the Palestinians' right to the land. It's impeding the peace process. So he's asking that no building, that the Israelites, the Jewish people, quit building homes and settlements in the land of Israel. He didn't study that part of the scriptures when God told them to go into the land to inhabit it. He says, plant your fields there, build your homes there, and raise your families there. That is what God said, and no authority on this planet can change what God has said. That's already said. I think it's foolish for people to stand and argue or try to rationalize who owns the land of Israel. They don't see the three cornerstones that sit in the land of Israel. There's no cornerstones for the Palestinians. They really have no history when you study them, and they don't have their own language. The Jewish people have the Hebrew language that's been in existence since before time began. So you see there's three cornerstones in the land of Israel that give us the dimensions and tell us that the Israelites, the Jewish people, were there for a long time. And we see the cave. We see in Shechem that there is where Joseph is buried along with his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, are both buried in Shechem. Jacob bought that piece of property. That's the second piece of property that was bought in the land of Israel. And then we see King David purchased the threshing floor from Onan the Jebusite, which became the Temple Mount where the temple was first built, where the first temple was built. On the Temple Mount. So that's another cornerstone. That's the three cornerstones that tell us about the land of Israel. You know, Israel wasn't contested for centuries. It wasn't until the Jewish people went back into the land in 1948. It was pretty much a desolate piece of property. No one really contested it. But once the Jewish people got there, it became a center of democracy. It has become a center of technology, and it flourishes. Flowers grow in the desert, just like the scripture says. So now it's become a place of contention because of the beauty of it. Everybody wants a piece of the pie that was given away a long time ago. There's no pie left until the end of time, and those that will inherit part of the land. And you see, and with this, I'm just going to close this morning, but, you know, and it goes on a bit about the wedding of Isaac. And we see that two worlds collide. You know, Isaac was born in a very godly home. He knew who God was. He studied God's word. He prayed. He observed all the things in Judaism. But his wife that was chosen, Rebekah, she came from an unholy area. She was into idol worship in that area, but the marriage was complete. And we see that Abraham dies, and he lives to be 175 years old. But he has additional sons. I believe he has six more sons after Sarah passes away, and then he passes away. But it was there's a hitting message just to close this morning, and I think it's the life of Sarah and the spiritual. I think that the spiritual tree that she left behind is something for us, especially for the ladies, to see how Sarah conducted her life, and God blessed her in her old age. And I think if we follow the instructions of the Lord, then God will bless us throughout our lives, just like he did Abraham and Sarah. Shabbat shalom.
Command of the Lord, Moses' hands.
It's Haimi La Magazikimba Vitom Hera Meushar Deraheha Darheloa Bechona Tivoteha Shalom Ashimenu Adonai Eleha Menashuva Hadesh Hadesh Yameh
Wisdom is a tree of life to those who hold fast to her, and all who uphold her are blessed. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace.
Cause us to be turned to you, O Lord, and we shall return. Renew our days as of old. Amen. Shabbat shalom. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here on Shabbat. And we've had some awesome times in the Lord in the last couple weeks. Amen. Last week we had the Iron Tornos with us. Did you guys enjoy that? That was awesome. Praise the Lord. So I don't really have much in the way of announcements, except for the fact that we do have Hanukkah coming up, and so we'll keep you posted on what's going to be happening for that. That's the next feast on the calendar. We never have a lack for feast times, do we? And celebrations. And we got some, the flowers that were from Sukkot are still blooming and beautiful. And so we have that remembrance of the sweet time of Sukkot still lingering here with us. Thanksgiving coming up is also an extension of the Feast of Sukkot, the biblical Feast of Sukkot. So it's a biblical based celebration, Thanksgiving is. And so we want to wish everyone wonderful times with their family as they gather together. I do plan to be
back here with our family. So I'm looking forward to that next week. Amen? Hallelujah. The only other thing is that we still need to get Joshua bar mitzvahed, and so I'm just asking for your prayers as far as to make a date and to get that set up. So if you'll continue to pray about that. We also have other prayer needs in our congregation, many who are sick and really struggling. Carolyn Chapman, also Crystalyn. How many of you know Crystalyn? She's been in the hospital, so I want to continue to keep her in prayer. And of course, Rabbi, I want to ask for special prayers for Rabbi. He's going every Tuesday for an infusion for his treatments, and we may be switching to a different center this week. So I just want your prayers. It's been difficult kind of dealing with the staff a little bit there at the place he's been at. And so we're trying to look at some different options. But I do maybe, I've got to leave early today, but maybe we could gather and pray for him for this week, his infusion. It's, you know, it's not... It's a difficult day when he goes, because when he gets done, he usually has a fever and things like that. So, and then the next day he feels better. But that day that he goes through it, and then the day, you know, the night is kind of difficult. Some people have brought him meals and things like that, so I appreciate that very much, bringing him and taking care of him, those who have come and stayed with him during the day. And so if anyone wishes to come and visit him during the day or help out with meals or anything like that, it would be appreciated, especially since I've not been able to be here. And I'm trying to work out being here this Tuesday, but scheduling has not released me yet, so I'm not sure. Pray for my schedule this week, because it's really be good if I could. Yeah, why don't we do that? Would somebody just pray, come as Rabbi asked, maybe just maybe Deborah, you want to come and pray, and then and maybe Diane, and then just pray that I would be released for
agreement, Father, that today, Lord, that Dawn, which she's so well needed here, Father, and she's so blessed as Rabbi's spouse, Rabbi Tzi. Lord, we just ask that all the weight that's on her plate, Lord, to be lifted. Lord, that her paths will be free and easy, Lord, to get back and forth to serve you, Lord, and to serve her family and our congregation. And Lord, I just pray that you'll open up the gates, Lord. Open up the ways that she's released in this schedule, Lord, that it will be right for for Rabbi Joe when he goes for his test on Tuesdays, Lord, that she'll be able to come back, Lord. Father, make it an easy path for her, Lord. Father, put your angels before her, Lord, and give her favor with the schedule. Give her favor with God, favor with man, Lord. Father, we just ask you, bless her abundantly. Fill her heart with joy and peace, Lord, in this family, Father. We just ask, God, that you would complete the healing process on Rabbi Joe, that we can continue to follow and work for you, Lord, and to serve you, Lord. And, Father, we just love him so much, Father. And just ask, God, that you will just release that schedule, Lord. Put it together. It's your schedule. Go before him, Lord. Give him peace in their heart, Lord, that this is done. Father, we call it done in the name of Jesus, Yeshua. Thank you, Father.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Lord. And Why don't we also, Anthony, would you come and pray for Rabbi and just, and William, lay your hands on Rabbi and pray for him.
Lord, he's like Abraham. He sought God, and God took Abraham, and he used him, Lord. And you're using Rabbi Joseph today, Lord, and we pray that you will bless him and you will heal him, Lord, and that nothing formed against him will prosper. And we just pray that for the medical team, alignment, whoever they are, that they will get in line with what you want Rabbi to experience, and that this medicine that you're infusing in him, Lord, will be from your hand. It will touch his body. It will remove all the bad cells, Lord, and restore him with good cells, Lord. And we just pray faith over him this morning, Lord, that you've brought him too far to just let him sit down and give it up, Lord. He's got a lot of miles to go yet, Lord. There's a lot of things you have got in store for him. And so we just pray now, Lord, that you will just lead and guide him, Lord. This is a rough time to be going through. It's not easy, but it's a valley that you are leading him through, Lord. And as long as he holds your hand, he will come out on the other end in a victorious manner, Lord. And so we just give his life to you right now, Lord. We give his family to you, Lord. And may he stand bold in your word, Lord, and may you heal him and touch him, Lord. And we just pray the prayer that Moses prayed, El Na Rafa Na La. Oh, Lord, please heal Rabbi Joe, we pray this morning, Lord. And may your hand of mercy be upon him, and may you guide him, and may he be a blessing to everyone that he encounters, Lord, along his way. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Ladies, let's gather, just gather around her and let's pray for Aja. Yeah, I heard about it. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we just lift up Aja to you right now in the name of Yeshua. We just ask for your mercy on her, and we come against this mass right now in the name of Yeshua. We just ask, Father, that you would shrink this attack on her leg. Lord, the enemy is continually fighting her. And we just bind the enemy right now in Yeshua's name. And we just ask, Lord, that you help the doctors to help her. And we ask for a supernatural healing, Father, to take place in her leg. And we just thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name. Lord, we ask for mercy, Lord, and for healing in Yeshua's name, and strength, Lord, for Aja. Give her strength, Father, in Yeshua's name. She's so faithful to you, Lord. We just lift her up right now in Yeshua's name. Yeshua's name.
I would just praise you, God, for Aja, Lord. I know that she's your child. God, we thank you for the healing, Lord, your healing virtue that flows from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, that you are here in our presence, and we've gathered in your name, Lord, to worship before your throne of grace. And you said, step into the water, and we're stepping into the water, believing your word, that it does not return void, Father, because your word says what it says, Lord, and we stand believing it and take it to our heart. We not look to the left nor to the right, but to our author of our finisher of our faith. Lord, we just praise you today and thank you for answering our prayers, Lord, hearing our hearts cry, Lord. And Father, we just send out healing virtue throughout the waves today, Lord, to those that are hurting and bruised and need to uplifting, and the lonely ones, Lord, as this holiday comes through, Lord, just touch the hearts of these people that they're not lonely, Lord. You've so blessed us, Lord, and you never leave us and you never forsake us, Lord. Father, give us a heart of love to reach out to those around us, Father. We just speak your presence to be in every household through this holiday, Lord, and through this weekend and right now, Father, that their souls will be turned toward your heart, Lord, and that they'll recognize that you're coming soon. Things are happening, Lord. We take a look at Israel, what's going on there, Lord, and that's we take a look at your calendar, Lord. Things are rising, getting hot. And Lord, so we just reach out to each other and stand believing your word that the souls will hear and hearken unto your word this day, Father. We love you, we praise you, we thank you for this, what you've done today for Isaac, by Isaac. I pray for Isaac, Lord. His mouth, Lord, is tender and sore and inflamed, Lord. We speak to that inflammation to leave him, leave the fevers from the bodies, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. Put a smile on our faces that we continue to rejoice no matter what, because as we praise you and worship before you, you are there in the midst of us, Lord. You inhabit the praises of your people, Lord. And so, Father, we're gonna defeat the devil. We're going to defeat him in dancing and singing and praising before you, Lord. And, Father, we lift you up and shake the world off right now and just come in your presence. You said enter the gates with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise in our courts. And enter into worship before your throne, the throne of God, as you sit before us today, Lord. You said two or three gathered in your name. Here we are, and you're in the midst, Lord. So we just lift you up, and we praise you, and we thank you, Father, for who you are, what you've done, and what you're about to do. And we give you all the glory, bringing that schedule together for Dawn, Lord, that she doesn't have to worry or fear anything about it. Just believe that you're working already on the scenes. And for Rabbi, Lord, as he goes through the hospital and all the people that are before him, Lord, that are giving him conflict, we break the conflict in the name of Jesus. Confusion is not of you, Lord. So we speak righteousness over this thing and that it would pass or be made straight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for tuning in and welcome to Ar Yehuda Messianic Congregation. Stay in touch with us. Email us. Come and visit us. Come and participate in the work of Israel here in our region. Come and serve. We exhort you to come. And thank you for tuning in. Stay in touch. Is there anything I've missed as far as announcements, Rabbi?
I believe Mindy Seda wants to have a dance seminar during Hanukkah. I don't have the exact date right here, but next week we can announce it. It's going to be during Hanukkah, which is around the time of Christmas, I believe. So it'll probably be that week. And she's coming through the area, so she really wants to come here. So we want to invite, if you are interested in the dance, if you've seen the dance and you'd like to be part of that dance seminar, please contact our ministry. If you're watching online, just contact us. Let us know you want some information about it, and we'll make sure you get a phone call or an email if you want information when we schedule the dance seminar at the end of December. It'll be probably sometime, you know, like I said, in the last week. It won't be on Christmas, but it'll be during that, probably that last week or 10 days around Christmas. So we'll let you know exactly. But if you'd like to learn how to do the dance, the Messianic dance, the Hebraic dance that we do, and learn how to do it with one of the greatest teacher perhaps in the country is coming, and so we invite you, if you want to learn, ladies, come on out. It's I don't think it's expensive. I think it's like, I don't know what she charge, if there's a charge or it's just a love offering, but we'll find out. But please contact us if you're interested in learning how to the dance. It'll be for one evening and or one afternoon, and then you'll learn a bunch of stuff. You'll have a blast, I promise you. So anything else, Don?
That's it. Okay. That's it.
Hallelujah. All right. And I just want to add a prayer for Buzz and Linda. I know Buzz had a foot wound a week ago, and it was deep, and he was very concerned, and we just pray for healing for Buzz and Linda down in Myrtle Beach and Pawleys Island. We pray for them, and we just pray, Lord, that you heal Buzz's foot completely, that you, whatever he did that caused the wound, Lord, that you heal it and help him to get the attention he needs and restore his foot. We also pray, Lord, for Crystal Lynn, who's having ketoacidosis yesterday, and that's very dangerous and can be deadly. And so we just pray for her life and that you save her. We thank you, Lord, that Maria's mother didn't have shingles, and that we pray that the lump that they found is not cancer. And we just pray for Wendell and Maria, and we pray for Terry and Anna, Lord, that they would help them find direction in their life and find the path that you have for them, Lord. And you're not a God of confusion. You're a God of clarity and a God of direction and clarity. And you're not a God of up and down, up and down, up and down. You're a God of smooth and steady, steady as she goes. That's my God. Amen? He's not a God who is, you know, when he was in the storm, he was sleeping in the boat, right? He wasn't jumping up and down, going upstairs and, you know, to the top of the boat, and then downstairs, and then pouring water out. And he was just sleeping in the boat. He was smooth and steady, right? And he said, what are you worried about? You know, don't worry about it. Just chill out. Amen. All right, we're going to take our offering. Father, we just bless this offering in the name of Yeshua. We thank you, Lord, for our tithes. And bless the givers and bless the gift 100-fold today, Lord. We just thank you. And we just thank you, Lord, for this time of tithes and offerings. If you're watching online, you'd like to give, you can contribute securely right online with a credit card, with PayPal. Just if you want to be receipted, we ask that you would give us your address, because when you pay with PayPal, it just gives us your name. We don't get any other information. And so if you want us to be able to receipt you, we need you to give us information, not so much that we can bother you. We're not the kind of ministry that sends out letters and tons of phone calls. We send out a newsletter every 6 weeks and a thank you note. That's about it. And once, maybe three times a year, you'll get a phone call from us, or not even that much. So anyway, that's what you get when you sign up for our ministry. You get a teaching newsletter, but other than that, we leave you alone. So if you'd like to give, this is a good time to do it. God bless these givers and bless the gifts 100-fold in Yeshua's name. Amen.
that he bringeth thee into a goodly land, a land flowing with milk and honey from his hand, a land of brooks and waters, fountains from the depths that spring up from the valleys and hills and flow down to the plains. Oh, a land of wheat and barley, of grapes and figs and pomegranates, with olive oil and honey. Here is the land the Lord thy God he giveth thee. Here is the land that flows with milk and honey. Here is the land, the land of promise.
We will run to the mountain of God.
his chosen people and defend Israel. For he will redeem his people. His sheep, he will bring us back to Israel.
Victory with God, scatter the enemy with God. the victory. God will gain the victory.
Yeshua is my hope. If I need hope, I need to go to Yeshua. Amen? And He has a glorious throne. And we're going to be sitting there with Him for eternity. That's our eternal hope. And even in this life, He's still sitting on that throne. A glorious throne. From ages beginning is the place of our sanctuary, O Lord, the hope of Israel. And your gates will be open continually, not closed. Justice and righteousness have been a fleeting part in our lives. But when we participate in the kingdom of God, His justice and righteousness is the foundation of our lives. And though the sons of the enemy come against us day and night, we know that the justice of the Lord reigns forever and ever and will never be thwarted. Hallelujah. Let us look to Him for our justice. Let us look to Him, because the sons of those who afflict us will come bowing to us. They will bow to us, bow at our knees, because we are part of Yeshua. They will bow at our feet. They will not be subjected. We will not be subjected to their power. And the sons of afflicted you will come bowing to you, bowing to you, bowing to you, and call you the city of the Lord, the Zion, the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. Lord, we're sitting with you, not on necessarily at the throne. We're sitting around your throne. We're sitting with you, Lord, and your radiance is flowing through us, Father. We bow before you, and we sit with you on your throne. We sit beneath you at your feet. We partake in the life that you give to us, Lord, and your throne is glorious. Your throne is on high. Your throne is from ages beginning. Your throne is a place where we can go to for refuge. It's a place of our sanctuary. It's a place of peace. It's a place of life. It's a place of everlasting light. It's a place of hope. It's a place of renewal. And it's opened day and night. Day and night. In the days when everything's good, you're there. And the night when everything is dark, you're there. And we bring you our wealth today. We bring you our gifts. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We give you our best.
Test. Okay, we're going to go to the table of the Lord, and if you're watching and you would like to join us, we're going to go to the Shulchan Adonai communion. So if you have any matzah or crackers, if you have some fruit of the vine, some grape juice or manischewitz, whatever you use, feel free to join us, get it together, and I'm going to go down to the Lord's table, and I'm going to bless it. And praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. I think you can handle both. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei pri hagafen. Amen. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine. Amen. Let you hold it. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth, and Yeshua, the bread of life, who rose from the earth on the third day. Amen. On the night he was betrayed, Yeshua took the third cup of the Passover meal. I can take that cloth.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Yeshua took the third cup of the Passover meal, and he said, This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sin. It's the cup that every Jewish person takes after the meal at Passover. It's called the cup of redemption. On that same Passover night, he took the afikomen, the middle piece of three pieces of matzah, of unleavened bread, and he broke that afikomen and he gave it to his disciples. And he said, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And so as we come to the Lord's table, we remember what he did for us. We remember that he forgave us. We remember that he died for our sins, that he was buried 3 days and three nights, that he rose from the dead on the third day, conquering the power of sin and death, so that we could have everlasting life. Is there anybody who doesn't want everlasting life out there? If you would you rather be worm food, or would you rather have everlasting life? Who wants everlasting life? Raise your hand. Amen. Amen. If you're at home and you don't know Yeshua and you'd like to have everlasting life, just pray this prayer with me, okay? Dear God,
I've messed up.
I've made a lot of mistakes. And I confess, I haven't kept your laws. your ordinances, and your commandments. I've trespassed against you. I've broken your rules. That's why you sent Yeshua. Jesus. Forgive me, God. Wash me of my sin. Wash me of my uncleanness. Come into my heart. Holy Spirit. And dwell in me. Make me a new creation. And give me eternal life. And forgive my sins. In Yeshua's name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and God touched you today and God revealed Yeshua, Jesus, His Son, to you, please contact me. I have a special gift for you. Please get in touch with me, and I will send you that gift, okay? So just get in touch with us through our online addresses and phone number, okay? God bless you. Deborah's going to serve. Can you handle it? Okay.
All day long, I wait for you.
Josh, can you help me, please? I'm going to turn off the bass. Thanks, buddy. I sent you a weather message, and check that out. That we didn't make before, but the Southeast Regional Conference is coming up Messianic Conference. Many people like to go to other conferences. They don't go to the Messianic conferences. They go to other things in our own congregation, and it disheartens me when we have these conferences every year. And the Southeast Regional Conference is Lord help me. December 20th through 22nd, December 20th through the 22nd in Florida, in Orlando. It's at the Rosen Plaza, a beautiful hotel. Joshua Aaron's going to be there. And Sarah Lieberman will be doing worship. And Elsie Bennett and Or HaOlam will be doing worship. Perhaps for the kids, I don't know who they are. I don't know, I'm not familiar with them. Great speakers, and so it's really, really beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful conference. So if you didn't get one of these, maybe Isaac, maybe you could pass these out. If anybody just wants to raise their hands, if you want one, Isaac will give you one. Thank you. Also, for folks online, if you need a calendar, a Messianic calendar, a biblical calendar with the biblical holidays. These are from Israel. They have the Western months, January, February, March, April, May, but they also have the biblical months and the biblical festivals and holidays, so that you can even know what day Noah's Ark landed on Mount Ararat by following this calendar. You can know what month it was, thank you, Isaac, that Miriam became with child, was visited by the angel Gabriel. You can learn all these things by, when you read your Bible and you have a biblical calendar, you can look up the month in the Bible, because the Bible doesn't follow January, February, March. It follows the months of the Bible, and those months are in this calendar. So if you'd like one, they make great gifts. I think they're $20. To be shipped. If you like one sent, just you can order them online. Just tell us you want a calendar. I think they're $20 shipped, and you can get. We have several left, so they're great. They're 16-month calendars. They go from back to September ahead 16 months. So they're really, I use them all the time as a study tool, and they're beautiful calendars as well. So with that said, let's pray for the message, and hallelujah. My wife's going to give me a hug.
I'm going to leave in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
So I just want to give you a
hug. All right. I'll see you later. Okay. Love you. Okay. So let's pray for today's message. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the word today, and thank you. I think the phone is tilted to the, looks tilted, Isaac. I want to welcome, is it on there? Is there welcome friends on Facebook. I'm Rabbi Joe. This is for Zion's Sake Ministries. I'm glad you're with us. Today's message is on spiritual maturity and how to know whether you have it and how to know why it's important, and the blessings that come with it when you have spiritual maturity, when you attain to it. A lot of us, but let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word today. We thank you for your anointing. Just bring forth your word now. Speak to us. Anoint our ears to hear and our eyes to see truth from your word today. In Yeshua's name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just fill your servant, empty me of Joe, and bind the enemy, Lord. Bring forth your message, Lord, and forgive my sins. Forgive my sins, Lord, my transgressions. Forgive all of our transgressions, Lord. Because we just thank you, Lord, that you are a God who forgives. In Yeshua's name, amen. And I welcome again friends on Facebook and friends watching online. Today's message is on the blessings of spiritual maturity. Hallelujah. What is maturity? Well, when a fruit comes to maturity, it's ripe. Amen? It's ready to eat. When a vegetable comes to maturity, it's ripe. It's ready to cook, or ready to slice, or ready to eat. Amen. When a banana is green, do you eat it? No, we don't eat green bananas, right? And God, there's a lot of green disciples out there. Amen. There's a lot of green disciples. We don't eat green bananas, and God doesn't particularly care for green disciples. He loves them, but he can't use them. He can't use them. So this message is entitled Spiritual Maturity. We will attempt to define signs of spiritual maturity that you can look in the mirror and see if you possess. If not, take it as a growth lesson on how to be more Messiah-like. Those who achieve spiritual maturity will be happier, more blessed by God, more generous, more patient, and easier to get along with. A man went to visit his dying parent. Upon walking into the house, the man greeted his sister, who responded angrily, "I have nothing to say to you." Over the course of the death and burial of the parent, the man said only three words to his sister, "I'm sorry about Mom." I recently saw an old post I had put on Facebook that said, "Maturity is when you have the power to destroy someone who did you wrong, but you just breathe, walk away, and let life take care of them." In other words, you don't attack just because you can fight back. If somebody wounds you with their words, it doesn't mean, just because you can fight back, just because you can curse them and open your mouth, doesn't mean you should. Amen? People can treat you terribly. Doesn't mean you have to open your mouth to them. It doesn't mean you have to answer them back just because they say terrible things to you. Amen? And oftentimes, saying bad things back to them, two wrongs don't make a right. You've heard that saying. Amen? So in this case where it says maturity is when you have the power to destroy someone who did you wrong, but you just breathe and walk away and let life take care of them. Destroy, used here, does not mean to physically murder or kill somebody, but to destroy them with your words, to kill them with your anger, to crush them and hurt them. It can be very tempting, especially among family, to blast a sibling, a child, a spouse, and yes, even a parent. But the Bible warns us in several places to honor our father and mother, to love our enemies and to pray for them, not to hate people, because that would be to commit murder in our hearts. And not to crush our children's spirits or to wish them dead, the Bible tells us. Amen? Does not mean not to discipline our children when they do wrong, but not to crush their spirit and to give them hope. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." I always wondered what that meant. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. They that love it means those who use their tongues, who love to talk, will eat the fruit thereof. That's what it means. Those who love to talk and use their tongues will eat the fruit thereof. If you love to talk, you're going to eat the fruit of what you speak. Okay? Good or bad. Whether it's good or bad, whether it's a ripe banana or a green banana, you're going to eat it. Whether it's a shriveled fig or a fresh ripe fig, you're going to eat that fruit. Amen? The tongue is perhaps the biggest sign of spiritual maturity. Let's look at some signs of spiritual maturity and see if they apply to you and me. Amen?
Number one, regular prayer, worship, Bible study, fellowship, and witnessing. Those are four of the key signs of spiritual maturity. I'll say them again. Regular prayer, worship, Bible study, fellowship, and witnessing, sharing your faith, your testimony with others, and leading others to the Lord are signs of spiritual maturity. A spiritually mature person will be disciplined in each of those areas. I find that all areas are severely lacking in the body of Messiah, and other ministers tell me the same thing. Most people don't read their Bibles, spend very little time in prayer, worship only when they attend service, and even then, most do not offer their bodies to God as a living sacrifice, as Romans 12:1 exhorts us to do. Few can be bothered to pick up a tambourine or raise their hands to God like a child saying, "Daddy, pick me up." That's what it means when you raise your hands to God. You're saying, "Daddy, take me. Daddy, lift me up. Daddy, hold me." That's what you're doing. Praise the Lord, just like a child. Few would dance like David danced, especially men, or clap their hands in praise to God, Psalm 47:1. Though Paul and Silas in the New Testament caused God to unlock the prison gates and shackles because of their praise and worship, most are too embarrassed by what others might think to be seen dancing like David danced. Do it and you might get set free. Don't and you probably won't be set free. I understand that some can't dance, stand, etc., but even they can worship God in their hearts as long as you have breath. Praise the Lord. Amen. Number two, reading your Bible. Several pastor friends have told me that the biggest problem in the church is biblical illiteracy. Lack of knowledge of the Bible. This goes hand in hand with not reading your Bibles. The Word of God is healing, forgiveness, God's love, blessing, and much, much more. Psalm 103:3. If you want to find out what the blessing of reading your Bible is, read Psalm 103. It's full of God's blessings. Amen? Number three, fellowship. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Forsake not the assembling of the saints." Forsake not the assembling of the saints. If you are in Messiah, then you are likely called to be in a synagogue or a church, not of your choice, but the one of God's choosing. When you skip out on service, prayer, gatherings, fellowship meals, Bible studies, etc., you are skipping out on God and what He has for you. When you skip out, it's like making a date with your spouse, your children, or your significant other. To miss it is to miss a blessing, and to miss a date with God is not only to miss a blessing, but a potential healing, a revelation, a life-altering moment. If you're going to stand somebody up, God is not the person you want to stand up. Amen? Don't expect to be blessed if you stand up God. Spotty attendance or no attendance by a believer is a sign of spiritual immaturity. I'll say that again. Spotty attendance or no attendance by a believer, and I know many that don't go at all, or that they just don't go, is a sign of spiritual immaturity. Again, for some, there are health issues, distance, work, certain valid reasons. For others, there's no excuse not to be in synagogue or in church on the day of worship. Amen? For others, there's no excuse. I have a motto when it comes to serving God. If it's possible, everybody say that. If it's possible, I'll do it. If it's possible, I'll do it. I certainly can't speak at a church Bible study if I'm receiving cancer treatment that day, or if I have no transportation available in a snowstorm, but if it's possible, I'll be there. When I'm invited to speak in a church, I don't have to pray about it. As long as it's a sound church or a synagogue or that's doctrinally sound, I'm called to preach. I just have to go. I know I'm called to preach the word. God told me I'm called to preach. So when I'm invited, I go. What I pray for is what to say. Okay, number four, spiritually mature people serve willingly and do not count what they do or compare themselves to others. Spiritually mature people do not count what they do or compare themselves to others. They just serve. And they do it and they store up. They don't let the left hand know what the right hand's doing. Amen. B. Do not open a mouth. Spiritually mature people do not open a mouth to their rabbis, pastors, employers, teachers, parents, etc. They are respectful. Spiritually mature people do not open a mouth to their rabbis, pastors, employers, teachers, parents, etc. They are respectful. Amen. And they hold their tongue. You know, I wanted to say something challenging to a leader recently, but I wrote it on paper. I put it in a draft, and I showed it to my wife, and she said, "Don't send it." And I often before, because when I'm not in a, you know, I'm a human being, and sometimes I get a little ticked off, and but wisdom says wait, don't act in anger, amen. See, spiritual maturity. One who is spiritually mature people serve the Lord in spite of the little foxes and flaming darts meant to throw you off course. Mature believers don't let those darts stop them from worship or from serving God unless you are in jail, the hospital, home with 102 fever, or you've had a sudden death in your immediate family. Toby Mac lost his son about 3 weeks ago, but he's back out there doing his concerts within 2 weeks. I'm sorry, but true servants of God know that ministry must go on in spite of losing. And that's what it means to let the dead bury their dead. People who lose a loved one and just go into this mourning zone for year after year after year and month after month or two, whatever, 3 months, 4 months, whatever, you know, but to go into this mourning period of years is not what God wants. That's what it means to let the dead bury their dead. Thank you, Anthony. God intends for us to serve him, to put down. When Ezekiel's wife died, Ezekiel was serving his Lord. You can read that in the book of Ezekiel. When his wife died, Google it. She died, and God had Ezekiel serving the Lord. He said, "Don't mourn her. Don't mourn her. Just go on and serve." And Ezekiel did. The prophet served. How many of us could do that? How many of us could follow God to that extent? So the devil will throw little foxes at you. My friend Maggie used to say she had little foxes biting her, you know, things that are just irritants in our lives, flaming darts from the enemy designed to throw us off course. Mature believers don't let those darts or little foxes throw us off from worshiping God or coming to synagogue on Shabbat and messing up our attendance and missing God. Because when you miss worship on the day of service, you miss God. You miss what he had for you. You miss, he wanted to speak to you. There's people that should be here right now who are missing what God has to say to them. Right now, they're missing God. And they don't know it. They need this word, but they're not hearing it. And this is not my word. This is what the Lord gave me to write. As Don will tell you, I wrote it and sat down and wrote it in about an hour and a half at 8 pages. It just came right to me. Praise God. I'm in. I'm sorry, but true servants know that ministry must go on. God is a loving God, but he's not a God of pity parties. He just isn't. The spiritually mature are not clock watchers. They pitch in and do what needs to be done until it's finished without grumbling. I'll say that again. The spiritually mature are not clock watchers. They pitch in and do what needs to be done until it's finished without grumbling. E, they don't grumble. 1 Corinthians 10 warns us not to grumble as the children of Israel did in the wilderness. God hates grumblers. If you grumble, repent. And I'm human too. I confess I've grumbled, and I repent of my grumbling. Amen? I think most of us grumble at times, you know, but repent. If you grumble, repent. And don't make it a habit. Don't make grumbling a habit. Amen? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. The opposite of grumbling is what? blessing, but the opposite of grumbling, speaking life. To grumble is to speak death. To speak life is the opposite of speaking death. Amen? Amen. Okay. Spiritually mature people are givers. They tithe regularly and help elsewhere when they can or God calls them to. I'll say that again. Mature believers are givers. They tithe regularly and help elsewhere when they can or where God calls them to. Spiritually mature people, they know who they are in Messiah. Oh, that's a big one. Do you know who you are in Messiah? Most people wander through life searching for their identity, for meaning, for purpose. A mature believer knows who they are spiritually in Yeshua. They know that they are called, what they are called to do. They follow authority. They get confirmation when they get a word. They get a confirmation of the word they get. They don't just act and rush into things. They think they wait for God's confirmation before doing ridiculous stuff that God is not calling them to do. Such a person is comfortable. Someone who knows who they are in Messiah, such a person is comfortable with who they are and does not need to impress people by bragging about their gifts, what they have, who they know, unless it will somehow edify another person. We if a testimony of meeting somebody famous or whatever will edify people, you know, that's fine, you know. But if you're doing it for bragging purposes, forget about it. That's not what God's interested in. Amen? So a lot of people used to say to me, I have a gift. I have a gift. Well, you know, my attitude is if you have a gift, you don't have to tell me, I'm going to spot it. If you believe I'm the man of God, I'm going to spot your gift. And if I don't spot it, and if you come here for 3-4 months or more, and I get to know you, and I don't spot your gift, and you've been hanging around me, then you should leave, because I'm pretty good at spotting gifts. Praise the Lord. All right. So they are humble. People who know who they are in the Messiah are humble and fully plugged in. They are humble and they are fully plugged into ministry. Praise God. H, by contrast, spiritually mature people, believers who do not know who they are, have a hard time knowing God's attributes, such as his patience, his grace, his mercy, his love, his kindness, etc. If you don't know who you are, it's hard to know who God is. If you don't know who you are in God, how can you possibly know who God is? And what he's really like. A lot of people think of God as this terrible God who's always throwing lightning bolts and striking people with sickness and disease and killing them. And that's the way they view God, as a harsh taskmaster. Other people see a loving God, the loving God of the Bible, the Yeshua, the Jesus who healed the sick, who had compassion on the needy and the poor and fed the poor. Amen. And took care of those people, but lashed out at the scribes and teachers and Pharisees who didn't take care of the sheep. Praise God. Do you know who you are in Messiah? Do you know who you are? What your identity is? Some people don't find out till they're 50, 60, 70, 80 years old. Some people never find out who they are. By contrast, believers who do not know who they are have a hard time knowing God's attributes, as I said. And believers who do not know who they are often impatient with others. They're lacking in grace, mercy, lacking in love and kindness, but are prone to judging others harshly. But people who don't know who they are in God tend to judge people like that, need to get the log out of their own eye when they judge others. But they also need to experience God's unconditional love. They need love. In order for them to know who they are, they need to experience the love of God. Amen? You can't know who you are. God is love. If you don't know the love of God, if you haven't tasted it, then you don't know. You don't even know who you are. So you have to experience the love of God, and then you find out who you are, and then you love God, and then you love other people. It's a three-way love affair. Praise God. All right. Praise God. All right. So many have had tough upbringings or marriages. They tend to see God through the lens of their former negative experiences and often have difficulty receiving His love. Such people often strive to please God and man by works. They tend towards the religious, the opposite of grace and mercy. They tend toward being religious and strict and harsh. Let's move on. I, spiritually mature people, put others before themselves. 1 Corinthians 13. They prefer others over themselves. They are unselfish, generous, hospitable, giving people. Amen? Spiritually mature people prefer others before themselves. That's a rare commodity. They're hospitable. Notice I said hospitable. They open their homes. They invite others to eat. They welcome people in. If they have a spare bed, they give people a spare bed. I'm not saying women should give men a spare bed or men should invite women into their homes. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that women should have women or couples, and men might have men come in or have couples, but not have members of the opposite sex. Okay. J, people who are spiritually mature have joy. Nehemiah 8, the joy of the Lord is my strength. A well-balanced, mature believer will have joy throughout their day-to-day walk with God and man. I have cancer that I'm facing, I'm fighting, I'm going through 4 months of treatment, but yet in the midst of it, I can still laugh, I still find joy, I still joke around. Amen? Even though I suffer greatly, I suffer terrible pain, I suffer terrible side effects, but I have joy, and I still come in the midst of it. And so does Aja, and I'm very proud of you for coming in your pain and your suffering. And so is God. Amen? Amen. The spiritually mature person will be bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. The righteous are bold as a lion. Bold as a lion. Spiritually mature people share their faith without fear and have learned how to be fruitful for God. Proverbs 11:30 says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise." And they and Daniel 12:3 says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the firmament, and they that turn the many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." I'll read that again. The spiritually mature person will be bold as a lion, because the righteous are bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. Proverbs 11:30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise, and they that be wise shall shine as the firmament, and they that turn the many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Do you want to be a shining star in heaven? Then lead people to the Lord. Bear fruit for God. L, the spiritually mature are not easily offended and avoid fighting at all costs. The spiritually mature are not easily offended and avoid fighting at all costs. They walk away and they let things roll off their shoulders. They realize they're able to look into someone else's life and say, "I see this person is wounded, this person is hurting, and I'm not going to let it ruin my day or my life. I'm going to move on and I'm going to just let it roll off." But I've seen couples devour themselves. Husbands and wives devour themselves. Brothers and sisters in the Lord devour themselves because they're all miserable people. And so they took their misery out on the other person and they end up destroying themselves. I've seen marriages destroyed, couples destroyed, congregations broken up, groups broken up. It's terrible. Spiritually mature are not so easily offended and they avoid fighting at all costs. The spiritually mature don't run from God or the rabbi or pastor. They run to God and they run to the rabbi or the pastor. Amen? If you want to know if what you're doing is right and you feel like running away from God, know that you're probably not doing God's will. Amen? Adam hid in the garden, and Eve, they hid from God. After eating the apple, they hid the forbidden fruit. They hid from God, and God said,
"Where are you, Adam?" And Adam said, "Over here, I'm hiding." You know, he was hiding from God, amen? Because he knew he had sinned. And sinners tend to run not only from God, but from the man of God, because he represents, he's God's representative on earth. So don't run away. Receive God's grace and love. I once had an adulteress come to me who committed adultery, brought her husband to me and my wife, and said, "I've committed adultery. I want to confess to you that I've committed adultery." I said, "God, you know, I thought about the woman that Yeshua forgave and said, 'Let him who is without sin cast the first stone.'" And so Don and I forgave her, and we hugged her, and we loved on her, and her husband forgave her, and their marriage continued after that. And they lived happily for a while. I won't say it went on forever, but they still had problems eventually. But they got along. After that day, things went along for quite some time. So I'm going to conclude, but the last point I'm going to make is about the cost of discipleship. Spiritually mature don't they count? They when Jesus comes knocking like he did the disciples in their fishing boats, they just left the boats. Now boats are expensive, but they just left the boats. Amen. I mean, maybe Dad was there to take the boat in. Maybe Cousin Bruce was there to take the boat in. I don't know. But they just walked away from their nets, walked away from their boats, walked away from their wives, and they followed the Lord. They didn't figure out, how much is this going to cost? How much is that going to cost? Where am I going to get money for this? Where am I going to get money for that? God opened a door for them to serve, and here it says, in verse Matthew 16:24, "Then Yeshua said to his disciples, 'If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'" That means the denying yourself means denying your pleasure, denying your needs, denying your flesh, and coming and taking up your cross and following me. You know, I have served the Lord full time for 24 years, and I served on the mission field for 3 years before I came here and started congregational ministry. I've been a traveling evangelist. I've traveled the world. I've seen the full gamut of serving the Lord. I've bled. I've given my blood, sweat, and tears and health, and I've been arrested for serving the Lord. Have you? I tell you truly, this is the tip of a pin of serving the Lord, congregational ministry. This is the comfortable part of serving the Lord. What you do in here is this is basic training. This is basic training. The Marines are the, when you go out there to the mission field, when you go out there to serve, and God calls you, not because you just want to go, because God calls you and prepares you and equips you, as he did me. I was trained to go out into the world to preach the gospel. Jesus didn't send his disciples in Matthew 4 when he picked them, Matthew 5 and Matthew 4. He sent them out in Matthew 13, way out at the very end, amen? Praise God. Okay, let's finish up here. Conclusion. I've not hit everything that defines spiritual maturity. There's much more to be said, like walking in the gifts of the Spirit, etc. But my hope is that God is dealing with your hearts and minds, that you are doing your own mental checklist on spiritual maturity. I encourage you to repent to God and or man if you need to repent for falling short of the things I've said. We all do. But not all have repented. Maybe you've grumbled. Maybe you have lost your temper with another. Maybe you've bit somebody's head off. Maybe you count what you do. Maybe you count what other people do. Maybe you're busy looking at what other people do and saying, "Well, I'm not going to do that much." And, you know, things like that. That's not spiritual maturity, and you need to repent of that. I encourage you to repent to God, and if you need to go to a person that you offended, then go to that person for falling short, and repent for falling short. We all do, but not all have repented. Perhaps listening today has made you think of other aspects of spiritual maturity that I did not mention. There's a lot more to spiritual maturity that I didn't speak of. Hopefully, as you're listening today, you'll think of things. And for those of you who know me, send me a message, text me, something I missed that's about speaks of spiritual maturity that I didn't say, that God spoke to you. I'd like to hear it. I might mention it next week. Well, please stand up, and I want to bless you. Now, and the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron that this is how you shall put my blessing upon the people." Yivrechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha Ya'er Adonai panavelecha v'chunecha Yisa Adonai panavelecha v'yisem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in the name of Yeshua. God bless you. Please like us on Facebook at For Zion's Sake Ministries of Bristol, Tennessee and Virginia. Please like us at Ari Yehuda Messianic Congregation on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and check us out on our website, www.forzionsake.org. For Zion's sake, no apostrophe S, for Zion's sake.org. God bless you and Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.